Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Do your kids enjoy museums?
They do. When they were little and we went to art museums, like a children's museum or a science museum, which has all the hands-on stuff, every kid loves those. But art museums took time. And I had activities that helped them learn to love them. Even though my kids love art, they didn't necessarily all love the experience of a traditional art museum where they had to be quiet and not run and not touch anything. And it felt stressful. So one of the things that I did to help them learn to love art museums is we would focus only on just looking at a few pieces of art. We wouldn't just go to room after room. We would learn about the pieces of art or the artists that we were going to focus on before we went. So it was familiar. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, we know who this guy or this girl is that made this piece of art. Oh, that's the art we saw in the book. Mom, I see it. That's so exciting to see something in a picture and then to see the art in real life because it's so much better in real life. And it's so exciting. So they're initially drawn to it because it's familiar. They've seen it. But then they're blown away because they're seeing it bigger and in person. Studying beforehand is amazing. And there's a really easy way to do it. You can go to the museum website before you visit and you can see what will be on display.
Okay.
So if you're going to look, like say you want to see, you know, a Vincent van Gogh. So you look and you see, are any of the Vincent van Gogh paintings going to be on display when we visit? Yes. Which one? And you find out which one. Teach your kids about it before you go. And then we also do they can bring sketchbooks and they can draw the things that they see, sit on the floor in front of it and do their own drawing of it. I've also done scavenger hunts. So they have to look for 10 things, like find a piece of art that's really colorful, find a piece of art with a boat in it, you know, find a sculpture of an animal. And so they have a clipboard and they get to walk around and they feel very official. And it makes the whole experience interactive and fun instead of drudgery. And I'm worried the whole time that I'm going to get in trouble, which I think a lot of kids feel when they go to an art museum.
Yes. Cause you've got all the guards standing there.
Yeah, you exactly.
Know, don't get too close.
Right.
Stand behind the stanchions, you know,
I mean, and I think as parents, we're like, man, I spent the time and the money to go on this museum. We got to get the most out of it. But then it just becomes so overwhelming and the kids are just going from room to room. And all the art just is a blur and you don't appreciate it anymore.
Right.
So I think we as parents have to be willing to set aside this, I got to get the most out of this day and just be like, hey, we're going to focus on 3 or 5 pieces of art and our kids are still going to like it.
Have you ever read the books? They're some of my favorites and we haven't read them for so long because they're more for younger kids, but the Katie books, like Katie and the Sunflowers.
I haven't.
They're so much fun. So it's about this little girl named Katie and she always goes to the art museums and usually she's always with her grandmother and her grandmother will fall asleep on the bench or something like that. And then Katie will go and she will somehow enter the picture, but it always has pictures in the book. It's art from famous artists.
That's awesome.
And so she'll enter into it and then it brings that art piece to life in the book.
Yes.
And she interacts with the characters in that art piece. And then there's always, you know, some crazy disaster that happens, you know, like she'll flood the museum or something like that because she opened the picture. I mean, they are so cute and so much fun. I'll put links to them in the show notes. So people, I can't remember what the author's name is, but they are fantastic. And they're like picture books.
Yeah.
But they're really fun stories that really help kids to become familiar with all kinds of different artists.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the book, it talks about the artists that they, you know, talk about in the book and what paintings they are. They're some of my favorites. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.